Openly bisexual writer and activist Bill Burleson has written articles, columns, short stories, and books. He has also been a speaker and workshop facilitator for many LGBT issues and groups. Some of his projects include co-founding the Bisexual Organizing Project and co-founding and producing the Minneapolis cable access television show, Bi Cities.
I wrote a book in 2005, it was published in 2005, called Bi America, Mistruths and Struggles of an Invisible Community. After a number of years of activism around working on bisexuality issues and LGBT issues in general, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender issues, and I got real excited about a lot of those topics early on. It sold as an academic book from an academic publisher. It's not an academic book. I want to caution people. It's definitely a very user-friendly, first-person sort of narrative about what the community looks like, where you can find the community, what makes it a community, what are some of the common things that bring people to it, what are some of the things that keep people away from it who might otherwise join it. And so we have a real discussion of that, maybe what the future might lead to, how it got there. You know, a lot of research went into it, but again, and it's just footnoted, so don't be frightened by the numbers, but it's but it's certainly not an academic read. As soon as you start reading it, you'll find that out. Since then, I went on, I wrote for Lavender Magazine. I was a columnist for a couple of different columns, Into Pink and As the Bill Tolls. I wrote a couple of columns for them. And I wrote for the old GLBT Press newspaper and Lambda Literary. I did jurying for them for their book awards and in the bisexual category, of course. I also wrote reviews for their press, too, and a number of other things. Since then, I've decided, okay, now I'm having a lot of fun writing columns and nonfiction, so I'll just give this all up and focus on fiction.
Bill's decision to move from nonfiction to fiction led him to write a novel. It's a sort of Tales of the City, Minneapolis style. The title of the book is Avenue of the Lost and Found and takes place in downtown Minneapolis in the late 70s and early 80s.
What it is eight stories of life on Block E, all connected together with common characters who walk in and out of each other's stories. A waitress at the Venice Cafe, and usher at the Academy Theater, and clerk at the Schinders, the beat cop. I mean, all these sort of different characters who occupy this community. But then at the end, there's one final story that connects them all together, and all the characters play a role in. So it's this very noir sort of tale of people, of all these interesting characters.
Bill's book, Avenue of the Lost and Found, is not yet published, so keep your eyes open for it in the near future. To find out more about Bill's activism and writings, you can go to www.williamburleson.org. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.